This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris has officially accepted her spot on the party's presidential campaign ticket. The former prosecutor making history as the first Black woman and first South Asian American on a major party ticket. On the third night of the virtual Democratic National Convention, Senator Harris sharply criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. She said his failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Former President Barack Obama also delivered a blistering attack on President Trump, and in support of his former Vice President Joe Biden for the office of president. The former president saying President Trump has shown no interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. Obama's speech was extraordinary because former presidents rarely publicly criticize a sitting president. President Trump responded to excerpts of his successor's speech earlier in the day, criticizing President Obama as having been ineffective and putting U.S. democracy in danger. The Republican Party will hold its convention and similar virtual events next week to nominate President Trump for another term. Follow along on VOAnews.com. Prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after falling ill aboard a flight, his spokeswoman saying it appears he was deliberately poisoned. Navalny, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, was heading home to Moscow when he fell ill, forcing an emergency landing. We have the full story up on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The novel coronavirus pandemic is likely to aggravate the world's food insecurity and hunger crisis. That's coming from a report by U.S.-based humanitarian aid organization CARE. CARE says the number of people around the globe facing severe food insecurity or food crisis could nearly double to 270 million people by the end of the year. The organization says the population of people in Latin America facing food shortages has tripled, while the number has doubled in West and Central Africa and exploded by as much as 90% in Southern Africa. CARE says the world's wealthy nations are also experiencing food insecurity, with one in four adults in Britain struggling to gain access to affordable and nutritious food, while in the United States, at least 6 million people have registered for food benefits since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's health ministry says the spread of the coronavirus there could be about to slow. That amid reports the transmission rate has fallen below the key level and that there are early signs of a gradual decline in the weekly totals of cases and fatalities. The cautious optimism comes despite figures again showing a steady rise in the number of confirmed cases and death toll within a 24-hour period. President Trump is blasting U.S. universities that have canceled in-person classes amid coronavirus outbreaks, saying the move could ultimately cost lives rather than saving them. President Trump said Wednesday at a White House briefing, that the virus is akin to the seasonal flu for college students. He said students pose a greater safety threat at home with older family members than on campuses. The president cited no evidence to support either contention, and the White House did not respond to a request for information about on what he based his remarks. Health experts say the novel coronavirus appears to be deadlier than the seasonal flu and more easily transmitted. The European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters. This as hundreds gathered in Minsk Wednesday night, defying an order from President Alexander Lukashenko. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, rejected Lukashenko's reelection in a disputed vote on August 9th. We have more headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.